So we know the cheshivas goes to wine. And we know that halachas we're familiar with, after why that's so, it applies to grape juice also. We know that in the cheshivas of wine, wine is alcoholic, it's a special beverage, it's a sameach. Grape juice is a form of juice. So the Mora says the reason why grape juice is also considered in the bracha of Brei Pri Hagafen, because grape juice eventually can turn into wine. So that as soon as it goes into the gas, as soon as it goes into the place where it's going to be converted into wine, it already has a status of wine, the gabi halacha of Brei Pri Hagafen. That creates this two halachas. Let's say a person takes grapes and he decides he wants to suck out the juice of the grapes. Well, he's eating grapes, he's, you know what, he wants to suck out the grapes. That's not considered the Brei Pri Hagafen. That's clearly not going to the function to be made into wine. And therefore the bracha on that would be Brei Pri Hoetz, not Brei Pri Hagafen. The second question which is brought up, and this is now that's you have grapes just sitting in the container, in the vat, and you put in different chemicals, or you do something to retard the process and prevent it from becoming wine. So if the whole logic, the reason why grape juice is Brei Pri Hagafen, because it has the potential to become wine, would there be an argument to say in this scenario that it should lose its status, it should not get the bracha of Brei Pri Hagafen? And there are actually some poskim which hold like that, and the bracha is not Brei Pri Hagafen. However, the prevailing opinion is that the bracha is Brei Pri Hagafen in that situation, even though it's been retarded, but it did have the potential at one point in time. As soon as it went in there, it had the potential. It doesn't lose its bracha of Brei Pri Hagafen, the fact that you retarded afterwards with some type of process. Let's say you take the Prima Gaudium raises the question, you take wine and it's congeals, it becomes a very thick wine, and you let it sit out, and eventually the liquid evaporated, the water content evaporated out, and you have like a congealed wine. Does that lose the bracha of Brei Pri Hagafen? It's a solid now, it's not a liquid. So he's mistaken about it. Many persons say that the bracha over there is not Brei Pri Hagafen. Does that apply to if your person would make a homemade grape juice popsicle? The ones you get from the store, which are grape, are not really grape juice. They're a little bit of grape flavor with a lot of other things. But actual grape juice, which is the bracha, is Brei Pri Hagafen. And you take it and you put it into the freezer, and you freeze it to give to the kids as a grape juice popsicle. Well, that's changed the status. The simple understanding is seemingly it would not, because since it would melt back and go back to the state of being Brei Pri Hagafen, being grape juice, so if it's not a problem, it still remains Brei Pri Hagafen. There are some poskim in Eretz Yisrael which said that it is. I'm not sure if they're talking about the same mitzvahs that we're talking about. So I'm not sure about that. But the simple answer to that would still be Brei Pri Hagafen. If a person actually would be taking grapes and squeezing them at home, and wants, let's say, it's Brei Pri Hagafen, till you take out the grapes from the mixture, as long as it's part of the mixture, the bracha is still Brei Pri Hoetz, not Brei Pri Hagafen. It's not considered, it's on the way to becoming wine until you remove the grape part of it and you set it aside as a liquid itself. So only gets the cheshivas of a liquid, Brei Pri Hagafen, once the liquid is freestanding. One more point I just want to mention, we mentioned yesterday very quickly. If a person would say Brei Pri Hoetz on wine, what is the halacha? So the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Ches brings a machlokes in regards to this, what the halacha is. If a person says Brei Pri Hoetz on wine, whether he's yotzer or not, and they say sabbat brachos lahakol. If a person did say that, he would not go back and say no bracha. But the chachil, obviously, a person should be very careful not to do that, because it's not clear whether the person will be yotzer with the bracha of Brei Pri Hoetz. Have a good morning and have a good job.